Good Mindset Wednesday. It's time for the 101 with Dr. B. I am Dr. B. You know what to do. Yes. Yes. Open up your heart, open up your ears, and be reminded of who you are. Yes, you are chosen. You are loved. You are important. You matter. You are more than enough. You are forgiven. You are God's masterpiece. The Creator Himself, God Almighty, loves you so much. Yes, regardless of your sins, regardless of single parent home, regardless of the tracks you was raised on, regardless of your history, your backgrounds, your fault, your mistakes, He is crazy about you. He loves you so much. And you have to believe and know that no matter what you have done in life, nothing can separate you from the love of God. He loves you. He is crazy about you. Yes, you, you, you. So bring your amazing anointed blessed self on in this room on this Wellness Wednesday. And as you're coming in, go ahead and tag individuals in the post, invite them to hang out with us. And then also, when you're listening, because it's the replay, would you do me a favor? Would you share this on your page? Would you share it on your page to other individuals and everything? I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. So as you're coming into the room today on Wednesday, August the 20th, 2025, I want to ask a question. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever felt like in your life that you have done something so terrible, so hideous, so feel like so forgiving that God won't forgive you or God hasn't forgiven you? Have you ever looked at your life and say, because you're going through some challenges or things are hard or it seems like you can't get ahead, you know, you're just facing obstacles. Have you ever told yourself that you're being punished? Have you ever told yourself that God is angry with you? Or have you ever told yourself God doesn't love you, that you done messed up so bad, that God just has closed his ear to you, that God doesn't love you, that you're just by yourself? Come on, let's be honest today. Have you ever said that? Or are you telling yourself that now? That you don't believe that God loves you or God has forgiven you or God will forgive you because you're listening to voices in your head saying that whatever it is that you have done, that your sin is unforgivable or that you went left and you know God told you to go right, or the fact of it is you're doing things your own way versus seeking the counsel or the guidance of God. I think if we were on safe ground and we are really honest and transparent here, I think at some time, at some point in all of our lives, maybe we have said we are going through what we are going through. First of all, we always say the enemy, Satan, is busy, but we give him too much credit because we forget God that loves us, though he is our creator and he loves us. He also tests us as well. He gives us tests. You know, the story of Abraham, when he told him to take Isaac and to sacrifice him. God gives us tests. But truth is this. I want us to think about this. And I want you to know today, you may be wearied. You may be heavy. You may be worrying and stressing that God doesn't love you, or that there's not a way to get back to God, or you feel you've strayed away from God. And even if you have said, or even if you have done some things, but I want to tell you today, I want to stop by today to encourage us on today that God loves you and nothing, absolutely nothing, will stop God from loving you. Absolutely nothing will cause God to take his love from you. Absolutely nothing. There's absolutely nothing at all that will separate the love of God from you. That's how crazy he is about you. Don't you know God knew you was going to make that decision? Don't you know God knew you were going to do what you were doing before he created you, before the foundation of the earth? Nothing we do catches God off guard. Nothing. So don't be surprised, and don't allow the enemy, or don't allow people in your circle, or allow people you are acquainted with to tell you you've messed up so bad that God doesn't love you and that God doesn't forgive you, or God is not going to forgive you for whatever X, Y, and Z is. I want to talk today about a passage of scripture in Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. When God sent the prophet Jeremiah to be a prophet for Israel, you know, stubborn Israel. And before we go to casting stones or casting judgment on individuals or anybody or in the Bible or on individuals that are in our inner circle of people that we know, we always have to take a reflection and look at ourselves, that we are sinners saved by grace. None of us are perfect. Not a one of us are perfect. So we fall short. Even with our best efforts, even with our best intentions, we still fall short. We still mess up. So we are in need of a savior. We're in need of forgiveness. We're in need of more chances, second, third, fifth, 2,000, 2 million chances. We're in need of that. That's why we don't have room to judge anyone. We have no room to cast stones at anyone. We have no room to put our mouth on anyone to say what someone else is seeing is, because reality is, you know, we have a big plank in our own eye while we're trying to pick apart somebody else's sin. So in this passage of scripture that I want to talk about, I want to talk about restoration today. I want to talk about you have the ability to turn around. You have the ability to make a different decision. You have the ability to change your mind. One thing about God and his awesomeness and his characteristics is this: God is not like man. You know how we hold grudges. We're unforgiving. We condemn people or criticize because people have offended us in some kind of way. God is such a gracious God. He's such a loving God. He's such a forgiving God. Though that is his characteristics, we have to repent though. We have to take and admit our sins and our faults to God. When we miss the mark, when we step out of alignment with God, we have to confess and take ownership of our sins, of us doing things our own way, and ask God to forgive us. We have to acknowledge what it is that we've done wrong and ask for forgiveness. So in this passage of scripture that I want to talk about in Jeremiah 15 and 19, God is talking to Jeremiah because he's a prophet, and God had sent the prophet to prophesy to the children of Israel for their obstinance, their disobedience, for idol worshiping and all the things that they were doing. This commandment comes to him. God says this: if you return to me, I will restore you and allow you to stand. If you return to me, I will restore you. The reason I asked the questions about have you ever missed a mark and have you condemned yourself, allowed the enemy to condemn you or someone else to condemn you to say that you've messed up so bad that God will not forgive you. God forgives all of his children. Our responsibility is to repent. Our responsibility is to acknowledge that we've missed the mark. Our responsibility is to come into alignment with God to say, you know, God, what you say about me is correct. What you say, how and what I should do is correct. So I have to come into alignment, into agreement to what he's saying. And when I miss that mark, I have to repent, which means listen to what the word said. If you return, if you repent, if you make a decision to say, God, I missed it. I messed up. I repent. I ask you for forgiveness because I did X, Y, and Z. God says, if you do this, God said he would allow you to come back. He's going to allow you to come back to him. You know, with some people, when you mess up, you offend, or you hurt, or you mishandle, there's not always an opportunity, always a chance that you get to go back and still be a part of that person's life. But here God says this to us. He said, if you repent, if you return to me. So in other words, I want you to think about something. Return. That means to go back and redo. So return. He said, if you return to me. That means at one point in time, Jeremiah was in alignment with God. Think about your own life. Think about our own life. At times when we were in alignment with God, we were walking with him. We were obeying him. And then we did this. We stepped out of alignment with him. So God is saying to us today, if you, yeah, you, if you turn around, return, repent, and come back to me, he says, I will do what? I will restore you. So the word return, it means, the word restore means to shuva. The Hebrew word for restore is shuva, which actually means to return. It means to turn around. It means to come back into alignment. Who are we coming back in alignment with? We're coming back in alignment with God, acknowledging God's ways are right. God's ways are what's best for us. So he said, I'm going to allow you to make a U-turn. I'm going to allow you to turn around, regardless of the offense, regardless of what you said, regardless of what you've done, regardless of how long it's been, I'm going to allow you to turn around and come back in alignment with me. Because I'm here, I'm still the same that I was before you left me or before you decided to make that decision. I am still exactly the same God, still where I've always been. It was you who walked away from me. It was you who decided to do your own thing. And in doing your own thing, it caused a wedge in the relationship. It caused tension in the relationship. It caused you to step out of my will. But I'm going to allow you to turn around and come back to me. So on today, on this Wellness Wednesday, I stop by my brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to encourage us today that regardless and whatever it is that you have done, I want you to know that God loves you so much that you can return. You can repent and turn around and get back in relationship with him. You know, if you ever, which I know you have, if you're a driver and you went to locations that you don't know the location and you have to program the address in your GPS system, right? You take the address, you program it in your GPS system. And when you program the address in your GPS system, the GPS system speaks to you. It talks to you. It tells you when to turn. It tells you how far you got to go to turn. It gives you direction by direction by direction in order for you to arrive at your destination. That is how the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is our God. The Holy Spirit is our GPS system. The Holy Spirit leads us, guides us, and teaches us according to God's word. But when we get off track, the GPS system says something to us because the GPS is programmed to know the directions and the route to take in order for us to arrive at that destination. So when we miss the turn, what does it say to us? I'm listening. Correct. It says rerouting. Rerouting. And it will continue to say reroute, reroute, reroute. It's constantly saying rerouting because that means we are off the route. We are off trail. We are out of alignment. So the GPS tells us, the GPS gives us guidance and warnings to tell us, reroute. Reroute, Sheila, you're going the wrong way. Reroute, reroute, make a U-turn. That's how awesome God is. God allows U-turn. He allows his children to make U-turns when we have gotten off the route. When we have chosen to do things our own way, when we've chosen to be disobedient, when we've chosen to say, I'm just not going to do it because I don't want to do it because I don't like them. I don't want to help them. I want to do my own thing. For whatever the reason is, or we in control or want to be in control or we don't want to trust God, whatever the reason might be, the beauty of it is this. God, our creator, our father, he allows U-turns in our lives. And so guess what? The Holy Spirit says to us, constantly saying to us, knocking on the hearts, the door of our hearts to say, return, reroute, 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 turn around, shuva, let go of that direction you are going, because the direction you are going is not the direction that's inducive or inclusive to the route that God the Father would have you on. You are off route. So I need you to turn around. Now, as the driver of our lives, we have a choice. We can give ear to what the GPS says to us, to make the U-turn at the next turn, at the next closest distance, that we can make that U-turn without causing an accident or an incident. We make that U-turn to do what? To get back on route. We listen to the voice of the GPS system that gives us the direction or give us the instructions to arrive at our appointed destination. The Holy Spirit is exactly the same. The Holy Spirit operates as our teacher. He's our teacher. He's our God. He's our corrector. He rebukes us. He loves us. He counsels us. So he tells us to reroute, reroute, reroute. To reroute, and the reason God has us to reroute, to get back into alignment with him, because God brings what? Restoration to his children. He loves us so much that he brings restoration. He brings renewal. He brings refreshing. He does not condemn us and say, oh no, because you made a decision to do it your way, you're just on your own. God is such a loving God. That's not what he does to us. He's not man. Man give us limitation. Man, as humans, we say, no, you can't come back, or no, I'm not. God is so faithful and he's so loving. He allows us to make U-turns. He allows us to turn around. He allows us to repent. He allows us to get back in relationship with him so that he can empower us, not only empower us, but set our feet back on the trail that we need to walk so that we can continue to move forward to reach what? Our appointed destination. Our appointed destination. He allows us to turn around, to get back in alignment with him, that we stay in fellowship with him, and we get on the path that we got off of so that we can arrive at our appointed destination. So that we can walk in alignment with him. And as we are walking in alignment with him, we are walking in obedience with him. And as we are walking in obedience with him, we are in fellowship with him. And as we are in fellowship with him, we are being instructed. He's leading us and he's guiding us. So the beauty on this Wellness Wednesday, whatever you've done, know that that forgiveness is your portion. Know that all you have to do is repent, turn around, Ask God to forgive you and get back in right alignment with God. Know that the God you love, the God you serve, our Creator, He allows U-turns. Thank God that He allows U-turns. Thank God He never gets tired of us. Thank God He says, well, you're just this and this and this. I'm just going to wash my hands of you. That's not God's character. As long as we turn around, as long as we acknowledge and repent that we've missed the mark and that we are out of alignment, God always allows His children to come back, to get back in right relationship with Him. That's a beautiful thing. That's an amazing thing. That's a glorious thing. So, what I say to you today on this Wellness Wednesday, let go of the anxieties, the stress and the worrying, thinking you're not good enough, thinking you are not loved, thinking God doesn't won't forgive you. Yes, He will. All you have to do is acknowledge He's God, acknowledge your faults, and repent, turn around, and get back on the right trail so that you, yes, you, can arrive at your destination and your appointed place where you're supposed to be. Thank you so much for joining me today on the One-on-One with Dr. B. I am Dr. B. Thank you. Remember, protect them ear gates, protect your eye gates, protect your mouth gates. Those gates are so very important. We cannot allow anything to filter in our ears, allow our eyes to gaze upon anything, or just allow anything to come out of our mouth. Protect those gates, because those gates, when they are disrupted, or when we allow anything to come into them, they affect our attitude, they affect our actions, and we begin to carry out the things that we think. We carry out the things that we begin to open our mouth and we say. So please protect those gates. And remember, God loves you. He's a God of many chances. He allows U-turn. So get back on the right track. On this August the 20th of 2025, know that God is right there waiting for you with open arms. He's waiting for you to return to Him. Having an amazing God bless Wednesday. And until next time, I see you Friday at 12:30 Central Standard Time. I am Dr. B. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.